This Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast is brought to you by Factor, pre-prepared meals at factormeals.com. And stand by at the end of this podcast, you'll find out how you can save 50% off your first order. Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Weekend Show podcast, highlighting some of our favorite moments from this past week.
What you will actually end up doing on maternity leave versus what you plan to do, what you think it's going to be like, very different situations if you're expecting your first child. We bring this up because we mentioned in Three Things to Know the other day about this first-time mom she's expecting in October. She's due, and she asked on social media, so what kind of hobbies should I get into while I take this much time off from work? And the responses on social have been hilarious. You know, showering is going to feel like your special holiday. That's one. I drove through Chick-fil-A once when on maternity leave. It was one woman. And one lady said, my favorite hobby during naps was repeatedly checking to make sure my baby was breathing. Yeah. It's like, okay. And you can't know that. Yeah. It's one of those things in life. You can't know what it's going to be like for you. You don't know what your baby is going to be like. Some babies do sleep a lot. Some do not. But I will tell you, it will be a blur. It's not going to be hobby time. You're not going to be picking up a new hobby. Mm-hmm. It's a blur because you're not getting as much sleep. Taking care of a newborn is so tiring because they literally eat every couple of hours and they only sleep for a few hours. Yeah. And this is all new to you. And, you know, something that you guys can't know and feel is the hormone bottom out that you go through after having a baby. Mm-hmm. Like if you think your hormones are powerful just on the regular, after you've had a baby, it is a roller coaster. And you have all these emotions about this baby. All this love that you didn't know you could feel floods you. And it's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. So look, if you are expecting your first child, here's a few things to know. Because if I could go back, here's what I wish I would have really known and believed. I'm not always going to feel this way. Like I felt, you know, I had some postpartum, Murphy. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
I do remember that well.
And you feel like, oh, this is never going to leave me because this baby's going to be with me. This is my life now. You think that's your, but of course it's not. You know, of course that gets better. Otherwise people wouldn't have two and three kids.
Yeah.
Of course it changes. You get through it. It's not one day at a time. It's one thing at a time.
Yeah.
One nap at a time.
Yeah, because a day has a lot of things.
One diaper change at a time. One surprise at a time. You know, it's not one day. It's one thing, literally.
Right.
And you won't remember as much of the bad. You might remember as it being a tough time for you, but it's also beautiful. So enjoy your baby. That's the advice. Do you guys catch that little Debbie is getting into a different business this season?
Don't tell me they're abandoning the snack cakes.
Oh, no. I don't think they'll ever. That's their core business.
Good. The bread and butter,
It
so
is
to speak.
The bread and butter. No, but, and this is going to sell out. You can either buy them at Walmart or you can buy them on the Little Debbie website. The Christmas tree cakes inflatables for your yard.
Oh, really?
It comes
in
two.
This is the first time they've done that.
It looks exactly like the Christmas tree cake. Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to sell out. You know that.
The one that's white looks like the classic Christmas tree cake with the red, you know, like
icing and the green icing.
And then the sprinkles. Mm-hmm. And then the chocolate one is brown with the white, like, you know, garland, I guess you'd call it. It's hysterical. And it, Murphy, you know how I feel about inflatables.
I was waiting for that.
Will this be the first one since we've been married that you'll want?
Maybe.
That's cute. Okay.
Can we put it in the back? Like, I just think it's so cute.
Yes, it is.
You have me at Christmas tree cake. In fact, one of my favorite Christmas sweaters I've ever seen, and I don't own it, and I own too many. I have like six fun Christmas sweaters that I love.
I didn't know you had that many.
Yeah, I do. I saw somebody with one with just a Christmas tree cake on it. That's all it is. It's not, there's no words. It's the happiest sweater I've ever seen.
Doesn't need words, right?
Anyway, 4.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
You could put a whole, and by the way, they're affordable. Oh, I say that. I mean, I don't know what you expect to pay for these things.
I'm waiting to see what you say.
The Halloween skeletons are like hundreds of dollars. The Christmas tree cake inflatables, $64.99.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Only available at Walmart or on the Little Debbie's website. They are going to sell out. It is super cute.
You can almost put that one on tabletop. 4.5 feet.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
An inflatable on a tabletop?
Well, inflatables do
That would kind of get in the way of everybody visiting. But
they last
sure.
longer inside. Yeah. And they sound nice. That little hum sounds really nice. Ooh, you could put it in a baby's room. Well, maybe not.
So
maybe not safe in a baby's room.
To answer Murphy's question, is this one okay for the house?
I don't know. I need to think about it. They still, you know, they still kind of, they deflate in the middle of the day and it looks like garbage is on your lawn.
Well, you maybe know. You can decide whenever one shows up at the house.
Okay.
What you could do.
Just wanted to let you know, available now, but expected to sell out.
Social Media Connect.
Love having you along. A lot of ways to join us. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and MurphySamAndJody.com.
Tracy has joined us. She has a message for you, Jody.
Hi, Tracy.
Just catching up on the podcast. And Jody, you mentioned that you can't find your Morphe foundation anymore.
Not the old formula, no.
Well, I think Tracy is going to help you out here.
Okay.
She says, check eBay. They have a new bottle of the type you use right there, right now, and it's not stupid expensive.
Oh.
That's what you got to watch out for. A lot of times,
correct.
If it's not being made anymore, somebody's going to be charging 3 and 4 times what it's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Tracy goes on to say, I hate when cosmetic companies discontinue or change something.
Yeah.
I completely understand, but they make it challenging to find a new fit. Maybelline has discontinued their oil-free eye makeup remover, and I keep hoping to run across a stray bottle or two.
Oh, keep looking online, Tracy. Keep look. I feel like this. I don't know if there's anything for guys that equates to this. That because I've never heard you, Murphy, in all our years being married, like complain that they don't make the same power tool and you can't find the right nuts for it or whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
well, okay.
This happens to me constantly. It took me my whole life to find this foundation.
Yeah.
And they just big fat pulled it off the shelves and changed the formula.
I don't know, honestly, if I've encountered anything like that. I would have to stop and think about that. You know, maybe a certain scent of, you know, soap or shampoo or something like that went away.
Yeah. But that's nothing, not so particular to you. The thing about makeup for women who do wear makeup, it is so specific and personal. It matches your skin tone exactly. And something else you don't understand, if you don't wear makeup, it needs to feel right on your face. Your face is so personal and it needs to smell nice. I'm not going to put it on my face every day if it doesn't feel and smell nice. So when you find one, it's like finding the right person. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's get married. You're the only one I'm going to buy. Then they just take it away.
Yeah. Is that the name of a nail polish? Let's get married.
It's one of those Opies. Huh?
Should be. Anyway, OPI. Tracy, we're going to log on to eBay now. So thank you so much. Hottest toys for the holidays 2025. So excited to shout out that some classic type toys are back. Because, you know, you can get as fancy as 2025 can bring us and how AI is everywhere. But for a child's mind and hands and imagination, sometimes the more simple you keep it, the better. There's even a Play-Doh Barbie designer fashion show set.
Oh.
That's hot this year.
You make Barbie clothes out of Play-Doh?
Yeah, it comes with the Barbie and it comes with the Play-Doh maker and the Play-Doh, and then you make her dresses and such.
Hmm. That's
great
cute.
Great idea.
They all kind of look the same, though, don't they? I mean,
I guess
if I made them, they would all look the
same.
They
only look the same if your imagination limits that.
Do they have like cutouts and things that you can do to make the dresses?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Because mine would all look like a hand squeezed.
I never thought of that in all the years when I was a little girl playing with Play-Doh, smell and feel.
Smell.
In the world. And then playing with Barbies, which, you know, you're pretending to be a grown lady in a Ferrari. Speaking of Ferrari, there's a Lego. This is for all ages. And this is ridiculous, but it's on the list. I wanted to share it. There's a Lego Technique Ferrari. You know, about the Lego sets that you build that are cars.
Yeah.
This one's super expensive. Like this one's $400 or $500. It's not considered little toys, but it's once you build it, wow, it looks cool. You would not stick that back in the box. You would stick it on a shelf. It's cool.
Yeah, but you can also tell people, hey, would you like to see my Ferrari?
Okay.
It's on the shelf. Oh, that kind.
All right, moving on. Back to the kids. Back to the sweet imaginations. There's a Spider-Man Imaginaire Rider. It's a classic spin-on, like a little bumper car rider, ride-on toys, which we've all seen over the years. But these have soft bumpers on the edges to protect the walls and your house and the furniture.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Why is that taking so long?
Again, I don't know why. How many of us scuffed up our hallways when we were kids on the little ride-on things?
Yeah.
A lot.
We weren't really allowed to do that. Scuffs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We had to be careful. Before you take it outside.
Take it outside, right? Yeah. And look, we took ourselves outside. It was like, get out of here. Be outside kids, yeah. And we were. Yeah. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the gooey, gooey scented slime. Scented slime is back, okay? Yeah. You get the box, you unbox it, and there's 13 different slimes inside, and you get to mix it. You get to throw in charms and beads and sparkles and play with it forever and ever and ever because you can stretch it out and play with it forever. Yeah. Those are some of the hottest this season.
And the messiest.
We were just sharing about the hottest toys for 2025, and they can be pretty 2025, you know, pretty slick. One of the hottest ones on the list, Nintendo Switch 2 plus Mario Kart World Bundle. Hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's like the big one if that comes to your house. But
Santa's making a bunch of those.
I'm going to tell you this right now. It reminds me when we start talking about kids' toys and that truly, especially the younger the child, the more simple the toy really needs to be to spark imagination, which is what play is supposed to do. I will never forget the year, Murphy. Taylor was very young, maybe 2 or 3. And I think it was a birthday party, and she had gotten all the new, slick, fancy toys, you know? And then my mom, Nana, rolled in and brought her a doctor playset. We've all seen those. Mm-hmm. Maybe you even had one. Remember? Yeah.
With the stethoscope and the little plastic, you know, knee hammer, whatever, reflex tester and all that. Yeah.
And the knee hammer. Yeah. And then I remember saying, oh, well, that's cute and old school. And do you know what Taylor proceeded to do?
Yeah, she played with it.
For years.
She loved
forever.
It. Yeah.
And that doctor set stuck around when Phoebe was born and Phoebe discovered it. And it makes sense because they all go to the pediatrician, and they've watched an adult use those things on them. So they role play with that. They feel powerful. They feel like a grown up. You know, Phoebe would walk around with that little stethoscope around her neck and put it on our dogs.
Yes, right.
Constantly giving them a, you know, little checkup.
Did they ever do it for y'all?
Of course.
Yeah, those are my favorite times.
Yeah.
When they're doing stuff to you. I know. It's so precious. Yeah. Correct. But it's just, you know, it's a reminder. The simple classics are classics for a reason. They work in stimulating those little minds.
It's the reason our youngest daughter, Phoebe, would hop in an Amazon box after it was empty. The big ones, you know.
Oh, I still think of her anytime we get big boxes.
Yeah, she turned boxes into dog beds. She turned boxes into camps.
Playhouses.
Yeah.
Ladies, science tells us that we need a girls' night out every 22 days.
Interesting. Did you just make that up?
No.
Science, right.
If I had made it up, it would be every 2 weeks. This is about every 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, that makes sense to me. I mean, a healthy break from the routine is everything.
It is. And you can't even know that, but I feel it in my soul and heart. You know, it's like, I will say this. I guess it depends on your perspective. Some people think that a girl's night is a sign of trouble or, you know, does she not love her life? It's not it.
No, it's not. It's not an evening of debauchery that you're going for.
Well.
It depends on your perspective, you know, and it depends on who you are. I will say this. Sure, girls' nights can go wrong, and but they can go very right. And in my experience, it's like therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that women are more likely to a little bit lose yourself, lose your own identity in your life with all the things that call your name, with family, with your spouse, with the children and their schedules and all of that. We take it on, and yet, who are you anymore? And when you're sitting with your girls, you find yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that way. I remember seeing some sort of real video where this single advice man was saying, girls night out is trouble. If your girl's on a girl's night out, she's finding her somebody else. And I'm thinking, no, that's not true. She's sitting there having sangrias and laughing and telling jokes and just getting away. Mm-hmm. It depends on who she is though, and where she is in her life. But, I will say this, Murphy, this weekend, I'm going on a girls' weekend, more than just a night, two-night getaway with my cousins. I just found out that tomorrow, Crystal booked all three of us massages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we're doing like side by side or just at the same time. We're
a
all going.
A spa day kind of a thing. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's not a trouble thing. That's a
that's no debauchery.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The trouble will be later that night. No, but just know to do it for yourself, just to have some time where all those things that you love and you've committed to in your life and that you want, you know, you get away from a break from those for just a little while. And sometimes that's just 2 hours away, girls' night being dinner or whatever. Take it when you can. Mm-hmm. Science says every 3 weeks. If you sleep with your pets, is it good for you or not? Well, it depends. For some people, it works. And a lot of people sleep with their pets, especially dogs.
Yeah.
Although, supposedly, cats love to snuggle in. You know, I used to sleep with cats a long time ago, Murphy, before you.
Actually, they sleep with you.
Oh, right.
You don't
right.
get to choose it. They choose that they're, because they're cats.
Enter Murphy.
Yeah.
So, with dogs, I know the time that you and I did, it was our very first rescue.
Yeah.
And he was a boxer.
Chevy.
And he was big. And Chevy, we would let him sleep with us. I think he would wake us up sometimes.
A lot. Actually.
Yeah, but it was just too, he was too big. So eventually that's like, nope, dogs don't sleep in the bed with us.
So the reason it can be great though, it feels sweet, it's cuddly, you know, you love it, your pets love it. A lot of people, you know, report feeling just happier in life when you get to snuggle in with your pet. A pet is unconditional love.
Mm-hmm. When Abu sleeps with me, the cat,
Sam,
he comes up by my head. He knows where to go. And for me, it also, it's a little comfort because I start stroking his head.
Yes.
And to me, that's like a little.
It puts you out, too.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, a lot of people who sleep with their pets, they say that they're going to keep doing it. Even though if you sleep with your pet, depending on what kind of pet it is, if your cat sleeps for 7 hours, great. But dogs especially, if you're a human and you sleep with your dog, you're probably going to wake up more.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
probably going to be because shorter sleep cycles because they turn. Murphy's favorite is the shaking of the ears.
Oh, yeah, the ear flapper.
Yeah, the ear flap drives me crazy at 2 in the morning.
Here's what's up, though, Murph. You know, Champ sleeps in our bedroom on the floor right next to me, which is a really good happy medium.
Yeah.
Because it makes him happy to be right there with us. I like it when he's right there with us.
Yeah.
You know, but he's not right up next to us, like waking us up and whatnot. They say that dogs especially love it because they're pack animals.
Yeah, right.
They want to be with you. They want to be with the alpha. It makes the bond even stronger. However, the problem, not just the sleep cycle being more interrupted, but some dogs become, they feel like, oh, I'm in the bed now. And slowly, over time, they feel like they're the alpha. They feel like it's their bed.
Oh.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
I can see how that would happen, but I did not realize.
And slowly but surely, you get pushed out of the bed.
877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
What's going on, Susie?
I heard your thing about your children having the doctor kit.
Yes, that was such a
My
loved
little girl,
toy. Yeah.
Well, she's not so little anymore. She's
right.
almost 12. But she had one when she was little.
Yes.
And she had a very wiggly tooth that she would not let anybody pull.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother, being the champion that he was, took the reflex hammer, popped her in the mouth, and knocked her tooth out.
No.
No.
With her kit.
With her kit.
Well, how did that go over? Was she upset?
Oh, very. But
then
the tooth fairy came, so that made it all better.
The tooth fairy does make things better.
He was like a little stealth in the night.
No kidding, Susie. Thank you for letting us know.
That's not recommended, kids.
She had a dentist kit, apparently, not a doctor's kit.
That doctor kit, it's a classic toy. No matter how, you know, high-tech toys can become, the classic ones still capture the imagination of children. The doctor kit being one of them. And I was thinking about it. There's some others. For Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Always work.
Hot Wheels, Matchbox,
dump trucks.
Legos.
Legos on
the
list
they really,
as well.
I mean, talk about one that's still very hot today, and it's very simple. And
yeah. And the whole family can sit down and do those if the whole family wants to.
And the Fisher-Price little people with all the village, you know, the barn and the airport.
Are you kidding me? When our girls were little, I fell in love with the little people. The farm was first, but then there would be like Christmas little people and all of that. It's just you could go nuts. You could go overboard with the little people.
They were a lot more sophisticated than the little wooden ones that we had as kids.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't have those either.
You didn't have little people then? Yeah.
No.
I love the 2000s version of little people.
Here's another classic that always works. And it also involves role play. Remember, little children love to role play. It's part of playing is their work. The little kitchen sets.
Oh,
it looks like a kitchen. And then you get them all the dishes and the fake food.
Yeah.
Classic. And a kid will play with that for a long time.
Yeah. When the twins were little, Maddie and Parker, they played with the kitchen. We had a little Tykes kitchen set up.
Yes.
All the
Fantastic.
Time.
Fantastic. It's another reason children love to be in their Halloween costume for weeks before Halloween because they're role playing.
Yeah.
So classic toys. Thank you again, Susie. For how long do you typically hug someone? Have you ever thought about it? I know it's circumstantial.
Yeah.
Depends on how well I know them, yes. If it's somebody that, you know, I really am trying to express how much I care about them, I'll hug them for a long time.
That's right, Murphy's
a
hugger.
Did that with my friend Randy a number of times since, you know, Carol, our friend, passed away, his wife.
Murphy's a hugger.
Yeah.
Sam, are you a hugger?
Not really.
I know. And so what's the duration of a Sam hug?
My mom and my kids.
Of course.
Yeah. Duration of a Sam hug.
Duration has a lot to do with
probably less than 3 seconds.
Okay. So this is the word. It's scientifically, they tested it scientifically. They even tested it with AI. And here's what if you can't tell, if your social, you know, your social brain isn't working, let science help you. If it's about 7 seconds long, it's someone you really care about. Mm. Someone has feelings for you, deep friendship feelings, partner feelings. If you hold a hug, there is love. If it's 3 seconds or less, it's more of a friend zone thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can hold your children and your mother longer, is what it sounds like, Sam.
You don't have to count in my head.
And they wouldn't find it awkward.
They're all in the friend zone.
Look, I mentioned this when we talked about it briefly the other day in Three Things to Know, but it's not just a child thing. It's a Disney thing. Apparently, it's one of those things. Disney characters who are dressed up.
Oh.
If a child comes up to hug them, their instruction as the character is to don't let go until the child wants to let go. And supposedly, that's how you're supposed to hug a child. Let them lead with the affection. If a child keeps hugging you, they need it. You let them be the one to break away.
That is
Disney
really
shows
sweet.
Us the way with that.
Does that work with adults, too?
I mean, it can.
Or are you hanging on, waiting to see who's going to...
Until they start pushing you loose.
Who's going to blink first? Yeah.
I think with your daughter, Maddie, next time, instead of the usual duration, keep hugging her and let her be the one to lead it.
Well, don't tell my sons, but Maddie does get longer hugs.
They know that. They know that. So the duration of the hug really does say something. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Murphy, I was so proud of you yesterday for admitting that you have a drive-through ordering problem, hang-up, because I've been sitting in the passenger seat with you for all these years, rolling up to the drive-through, and the girls even know, our kids even know, don't talk to Dad while he's trying to order. Text him your order. Don't say it to him while he's ordering. Like, we learned all of this the hard way by getting the wrong thing and Murphy getting hung up. You know,
I don't know what the mental block is with it, but it's not fear or anxiety. It is it's focus. It's confusion. I don't know what it is.
You just can't decide what to pick.
No, it's not that at all.
It's too much at one time, actually.
It's like overstimulation. Oh. I think that maybe is what it is. It's overstimulation.
Yeah. And you've
seen how big these menus are, right? You know, thank God you can actually park and take your time at Sonic. You know, it's right there in front of you.
And decide when you press the button.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
No wonder you love Sonic so much. Oh, my gosh. So I looked it up. You're not the only one in the world. Now, it's not super common. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, but busy working moms, I could roll in there and know what that kid told me 20 minutes ago they wanted, with pickle or without, and I would special order it.
That's that mom magic.
That's that mom brain. Mom brain. Okay, so, but if you look into it, it has to do with, for some people, it's social anxiety. performance anxiety, getting it right the first time without having to say, oh, wait, I meant no pickles or whatever. But the other part that's definitely you, I dug into this. It's called decision paralysis. Being presented with a full menu of options can be overwhelming. So the bigger the menu, and this is where you lock up, where you feel rushed. If there's a car behind you or if there are people in the back seat going, oh, wait, I want barbecue sauce with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
And you don't like it and your brain goes, stop. It just freezes up.
Well, it's information overload because, and rightfully so, businesses call their, you know, entrees different things. They usually are some sort of cutesy takeoff on the business name, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you order one thing in one place, it could be a totally different name somewhere else and you get the wrong thing. And
But it is more normal than you realize. And I just thought I wanted to talk about it because you obviously can run meetings and businesses.
Put me in front of a drive-thru speaker.
I mean, this honestly, after hearing the Sonic thing, this would be a great campaign for Sonic.
Right.
You know?
Chill out.
Drive-thru anxiety?
No,
not
anxiety.
In Sonic.
Push the button when you're ready.
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys know that you're not supposed to ever comment on someone's weight?
Oh, yeah. That's one of those things I learned a long time.
Yeah, it's called common sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
I grew up in a family that commented on weight almost first thing as soon as you hit the door.
Really?
Painfully so.
Please tell me it was a compliment, not
Maybe not.
Really?
Sometimes, of course.
Wow.
Here's what's up. That I was reading, I came across these, you know, silent, unspoken, like modern day etiquette. And one of them was don't comment on someone's weight for good or bad. Obviously not for bad, but I grew up in that kind of family.
Yeah.
Put on a couple pounds, did
you? You know what?
Now I've heard those words.
Now that I think about it, my mom does that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, you know, just not thinking about it or she's used to saying that, but there's times where I've walked in.
Everyone?
To me, I've walked in and it's like, oh, what's wrong? You sick? You losing weight? You know, something like that.
You know, it's like, I'm telling you, it's modern etiquette to not. It's not the past etiquette because there was none. Believe.
Well, or maybe the etiquette was out of concern. If you were losing weight, there was, again, generationally speaking, that could have meant illness or something.
Well,
like
in my
that,
family, you know what I mean? It didn't. I can remember rolling up to someone's house on a Sunday afternoon for that visit that we were forced to do, where I was concerned that's the first thing that was going to be said is something about the way I looked. And it was usually about the size.
This is the grandfather from down under?
No.
And I don't mean Australia.
Yeah. Okay, here's another example.
He's down under now.
Here's another example, and this is where it's beautiful, new generation. Our girls have taught me this, Murphy. Our youngest child, especially, I remember years ago, we rolled up to a friend's home, and I'll just say that, and one of the people who lived there said to Phoebes, oh, you're getting so tall and you're skinny. And she did not like that, you know? And we talked about it later, and she was like, I just don't think that you should comment on that. And I actually, I told her, I said, you're right. Validate that. But I did say, I think he means it as a compliment. Yeah. Unfortunately, she said, I don't care. So that's the big one.
Yeah.
It, you know, whether you grew up in a family that did that or you just have to stop yourself, just don't do it. Don't comment on someone's weight.
Okay.
But there are some other modern day, you know, silent sort of unspoken rules of etiquette. And let's do them next, guys. Unspoken rules of etiquette of today. That first one we hit on already. Don't comment on someone's weight. Don't say you look bigger. Don't say you look skinny. Just don't comment on someone's weight. You can say someone looks beautiful or good
absolutely.
Or handsome.
Pay a compliment. But
The other ones, like in our time now, don't talk on speakerphone in public. Just or don't have your meeting running in public on the speaker.
A lot of people need to hear that one.
I know.
I've heard that. You know, most people are wearing the earbuds these days.
You're right.
But I will occasionally run into somebody who's on speaker.
I've heard some
every
speaker.
Now and then you walk in the bathroom and somebody's on speaker.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay, so this is twice the problem now.
Yeah.
I've never had that, but that would make me uncomfortable because I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, they're also at risk of whatever I'm going to do. You know?
Okay, unspoken. Maybe they need to be spoken more, so we're going to drop them here. Don't ever show up to something uninvited. Oh. I mean, I didn't... Have you guys ever done that?
That's sort of a long-term
a crashing
kind of
thing.
Spoken.
Yeah, it is. Right? Yeah. Being punctual is super important today.
Really?
Be punctual as much as you can. Elevator etiquette. When you are about to get on an elevator and the doors open, let other people exit before you go on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to crash into them.
Right. Yeah. When I was a little kid, I learned a hard lesson about that.
Yeah.
With grandparents, we... couldn't wait to get to the swimming pool.
Yeah.
They took us to a hotel just to go swimming. And so the elevator doors open and we start running into the elevator and there were people in there. And so.
Well, see, that is a good teaching one for the kids because every time I've been around kids, they don't know. It's like, I want to get on.
Yeah. They're excited.
You're going to wait.
Yeah. There's a lot of little things to learn. It's, you know, for kids too.
You got to wait till that slow lady gets off. Come on.
You're going to love this one, Sam. Unspoken rule in our time in society etiquette. Personal space. Don't stand too close to someone. You know, I guess you have to if you're on the tram at the airport or whatnot.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, you're going to. But under normal circumstances, if you're the only two people in the room and they're right up next to you.
The reason I say that is because Sam likes his space.
Yes, I do. Unless, of course, we're gossiping.
Fall is perfect for Factor Meals. Chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals delivered straight to you. Enjoy something comforting and delicious during a hectic season. Eat smart at factormeals.com/MSJ and use code MSJ to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code MSJ at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase.